Hi, this is Sunny, coming to you from my backyard in the Superior Highlands in Lake County, Minnesota. Hippocrates is quoted as saying, "Walking is a man's best medicine." I love to walk. I believe walking is a woman's best medicine, too. And, along with us humans, it's also a canine's happy place. Walking along and smelling all the smells. I'm lucky I don't have a lot of pain when I walk. People with pain in their feet, knees, or hips aren't able to enjoy walking. I feel compassion for you if you're listening right now, and for whatever reason, you can't go outside and enjoy a nice long walk. There is medical research that concludes, regular, vigorous aerobic exercise is necessary for optimum health. But if you can't do that, or don't want to do that, a brisk walk is a good second choice, especially if it's something that you actually do. If you can walk outside, that's even better. Being out of doors gets us out of stagnant and sometimes polluted indoor air. If it's daylight, being outdoors means our eyes get natural light and our bodies get vitamin D. The best of the best? Walking outside in a natural environment. If you live in a city, a walk in the park, as it were, benefits you much more than just walking along a city sidewalk. Recent studies have shown that walking in nature benefits both our bodies and our minds. Maybe that's why we like it so much. The park, the beach, the fields, the desert, the woods. It's waiting. I've spent countless hours over the years walking or hiking in the woods. You can walk the same trail every day and see and hear and smell different things, depending on the weather and the season. You can walk a new trail and get a boost from seeing what's over the next hill or around the next corner, or different trees, different plants, or a new view of the horizon. Following the mantra, "Watch your step," not only keeps you from tripping over roots and rocks, it forces you to look down. And maybe you'll see signs of who's sharing their woods with you. There are sometimes tracks in the mud or the snow. You can wonder how long ago that deer walked by. Or when you see wing prints in the snow, you can wonder if the owl caught the rodent. You may come across large spots of flattened down snow or, in summer, flattened down vegetation, where maybe a moose or a deer bedded down for a rest. If it's summer, you'll see leaves and wildflowers and maybe fruit. If you're lucky, you may find some wild raspberries to eat. Or you may get real lucky and find a blueberry patch. There's also occasionally poop underfoot, or scat. I won't go into detail in case you're sitting down to eat, but if you have interest in finding out more about local non-human residents where you are, there are good scat identification books all about who's doing the pooping. By paying attention, I've found some treasures on the ground during my walks. Bones, owl pellets, feathers. From your feet on up, inhaling fresh air and looking all around, you get a chance to clear your head. If you're walking during winter time, the shapes of the trees and shrubs stand out without the cover of leaves. A walk in the winter woods is a great opportunity to see bird nests that are hidden in the leaves of summer. Walking any season outdoors, you'll hear birds. Spring is the busiest time for bird song, but there are birds calling here all year round, and owls at night. Getting to know what birds make what calls can fill your walk in the woods with a rich appreciation for all the life that our natural environment supports. I've sometimes seen animals during my walks. Of course, you see them only if they want to be seen. They hear us and or smell us long before we get close. A pine marten followed me through the trees one time, literally through the trees. I was on the ground, but he or she used the tree branch highway and stayed about 10 feet up the whole time. It matched my pace for quite a ways. I've had foxes follow me. They are pretty silent. It's just been luck on my part that I've noticed them. Chickadees follow me frequently on winter walks, flying close by, branch to branch. They're not silent. They call and buzz and seem to enjoy the spectacle of a two-legged. All of these beings, I don't know if they're curious or if I just emit some sort of invisible vibe that announces human who feeds wildlife. But in any case, it's amazing who and what you'll encounter if you pay attention. And maybe with all that paying attention to the natural world around you, your mind will get a break from the stress and worry of everyday life. John Muir said, "I only went out for a walk and finally concluded to stay out until sundown. For going out, I found was really going in." Well, this is Sunny signing off. Thank you for listening to WTIP. I can't wait to talk to you again. In the meantime, drive carefully and don't forget to be grateful.